1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not recorded right now, so...
Yeah.
Recorded running on.
Yeah, okay. Well...
Machst du die Introduktion?
Yeah. Yeah, I can introduce them, and then we just start with a nice talk.
Sprich mal nochmal, bitte.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, du meinst mich? Yeah. Yeah, okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 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 check.
I usually talk quite low.
Check, check, check. Can I have a sound check from you?
Alex here.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Tammy? Check, check, check. I'm Tammy.
Yeah, wonderful, Tammy.
She's always wonderful.
Super.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay. You mind me smoking?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Go for it.
Kein Ort mehr! Keines mehr!
Nur Ton. Lass mich den Formanten berichten. Keine Freiheit in Donnern ist es versprochen, was zu sagen.
Kein Ort mehr! Keines mehr! Nur Ton!
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Alright everybody, we are here in the Super Booth 2026 and we got two guests with us. Today it's Tammy and Alex. Maybe you want to introduce yourself. Tammy, you go first.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tammy from Beijing, China. I'm a booker, improvised live, modular live performer. And me and Alex, we organize modular commune events in Beijing. It's more like a smaller version of Super Booth. We learned a lot from Super Booth. Yeah, that's the reason why we are here. That's it.
Yeah.
So maybe the next time we should come to Beijing.
Yeah, we are very welcome to having everyone there.
Yeah, you would have an amazing time with us there.
Yeah.
We're allowed to show you around and I'm sure you'll love it.
Oh, I'm sure I would love it.
I mean, it's a really nice opportunity to talk about your projects and your activities in Beijing, because I think it's not very... In Germany, we're not really aware of this. It goes under the radar. So it's nice having you. Yeah, just hear about your experience about it and what's going on there and how big it is. So maybe you can tell a little bit about the Beijing Modular Community. When did it start and how big was it in the beginning and how did it develop? Like, give us some insights.
I know this year is Super Booth's 10 years anniversary, but... Last year of our event is our 10 years anniversary. So we are like 1 year older than Super Booth.
Wow.
and for celebrate that, we even made a cake last year. And we showed every exhibitor's module on the cake.
Yeah, we had a printed cover of the cake. So from each overseas exhibitor. That was quite fun. And we served them their own module.
And they ate their own module. one by one.
How did it start? Like, you say you're 10 years old. Who came up with the idea? And was it difficult in the beginning?
If I may interrupt, not to be impolite, but actually the Super Booth is 26. It's the 26th Super Booth.
Our 10 years anniversary just for the in the fest this year.
Yeah.
Okay. True.
And just to say.
Yeah.
Clarify on this one. So tell us a little bit. How did it start? How did you pick up the idea? And how was it to find a venue and to find participants? And how did it start off?
In the beginning, it's just a very very small personal project. Created by a famous musician, not us, me and Alex. We just evolved into modular commune 5 years ago. So at the very beginning, it all started by a musician who wanna play with his friend with modular. Because at that time, 10 years ago in China, not a lot of people knows what was modular, and also not a lot of musician plays knows how to play modular. So he trying to get more attention from his musician friends. So he rent a live house, a small live house, and just do a little events there. At that time, there's only live performance, like 5 or 6 people played at night. And he told us the first event, the musician who played in the event, even more than audience. So basically there's no audience. They played by themselves. But later on, eventually they got more and more attention and we take more audience and more efforts to make it not just live performance, but also workshops, master classes, and even expo.
That show originally was started by a musician called 777, and he moved on to focus more on his band later, because he's a superstar musician in China, doing big tours and big arena gigs, also international tours. So he phased out, but he got the ball rolling.
Okay.
And we simply had a little bit more time. So when we got involved, the show like organically started growing a lot since then.
And at which point do you think you got, because I believe in the beginning it was a local event, probably, obviously. Mm-hmm. So when did you think it moved like more to an international event or getting like other manufacturers in or artists? How did that develop?
That happened very recently.
Oh.
We have only done it internationally 2 previous years, and the third will be this year. Before that, it was only a local event, exactly as you say, with live performances and a small expo. So since then, the recipe is the same, the concept is exactly the same, but the scale has multiplied by several factors, and we have also added more things to the agenda. I think I didn't introduce myself, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me
go for it. Alex.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I'm also an organizer of Modular Commune, and I play live on Modular in Urac. I also design some hardware, also prepare to start a new brand called Patcher's Bay. There will be more of that later, but within hardware in Urac.
I think the whole electric scene grew exponential, in the last 5 years. Before, it was always a niche, but it's fascinating because there are coming so many things together. It's like, it's like gaming, like playing, like this approach to music.
Actually we take different, totally different approach to the events other than Super Boost, because we don't have so many local developer at that time. We all started from performances. Even last year, we have more than 140 artists who played modular live in our event in 3 days, 2 stages at same time. And we have 2 after party, one focused on ambient, the other one focused on techno.
Just to give a comparison, 3 years ago when we really started this, we had about 15 artists and maybe a couple of hundred attendees. And 2 years later, even, it's about 15,000 attendees over 3 days and 140 artists.
Over 3 days. Wow.
Over 3 years, exactly.
And there's a lot of new developer growing up since our events. So last year, we have more than 15 local indie developer who just get started to creating their new synthesizer. Yeah. So everything is growing up.
Yeah, and it's a huge shock for us. We didn't expect this exponential growth, and we're not like professional event organizers. Yeah. We're artists. So suddenly we sit here, and now we have an event that basically is a full-time job for 4 months of the year, but we really love doing it.
Yeah. So to take those kind of growing up, we set up a rule for our event. Our events has to be always ticket free. So we are welcome everybody who even don't know how to produce music. We'll welcome them just coming by and try those instruments.
I think this good spirit.
Yeah.
And are there overlaps? Did you find people who are here, who are at your place as well?
Yeah, this time we bring 8 indie developers from China and have a booth here to show up their creations.
Where can we find you actually here at a venue?
Well, we are just walking around all over the place, me and Tammy. Just visiting everyone, getting to know some new companies. Now, basically, everybody knows us. So it's basically reconnecting with friends who came to see us and who we know from previous years, Superbooth. But yeah, we helped organize for some more Chinese indie developers to set up in Bungalowdorf.
Yeah.
And yeah, that has been growing too. Last year we had 4. Now there's 8, I think. And they're doing well too.
And your event, I mean, it's called Modular Commune. Is it really focused on modular, or are you more like open for like desktop synthesizers or other funny devices? Or
it's really all over the place. We really try to promote modular because it's a good meeting point to learn more about it, and it's a good access point. And the artists we have, they also mix a lot. So some people use a combination of pedals and module, traditional instruments and modular. We have seen basically anything you can think of, and singing. But what we do is that we say, if you use modular in any form, we will pay you for your performance. If you're not, then we're happy to provide you this platform.
Oh, okay.
And
good to know.
And also, like last year, we set up a stage with Dolby Atmos surrounding sound on it. So we even get more attention from pro audio industry. And there's a lot of musicians who just produce music by computer. They come in and see our show and try those synthesizer. So it's a good start point to even get more attention from out of the synthesizer world. Yeah.
I mean, there are some devices to bring quadraphonic sound to stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's more effort. Yeah. But yeah, Buchler, you're stepping into the footsteps of Suzanne Ciani.
Wow.
And she also loved working quadraphonic.
Yeah. Buchler born with quadraphonic in Buchler's blood, I think. Yeah.
I think it's a little bit sad that you don't find it so often in your rig. I mean, you can work your own stuff out. Working with modular is always about finding your own solution for solving what is your idea. But it's very interesting if you find machines taking it over and maybe even give the possibility to integrate quadraphonics into the modular system.
Yeah, actually, it's not that hard to incorporate your Eurorack sound into quadraphonic. Alex know that.
I think the biggest problem is that it's very difficult to listen to it at home. true. True. People don't really have a quadraphonic setup in a home studio, even though you can achieve it in your system. So that's a little bit of a problem. I hope someone maybe can solve this in a cheap way, so I don't have to set up a full studio at home. You know, I like to spend, you know, my money on instruments and not so much on expensive setups. But I personally I wanted to promote more the quadraphonic, because we always set up a Dolby Atmos stage in our show, but there's very few artists who play there, and it sits there kind of a little bit lonely, and I always felt a little bit bad about this. So the other stages have like 20-30 artists per day, and maybe the Atmos stage have like 5 artists doing the entire event. So now I'm starting to prepare to perform in the Dolby Atmos, and it turns out my mixer totally came out with a new firmware update that opened up for Hexaphonic, the noise engineering sphere mixer. So I was like, okay, this is great. Now I just need to borrow some friend's studio to try it, you know.
And I mean, obviously the expo is going on. How long is it? How many days, or multi days, or one day, or?
It has certainly grown. It started with 1 day or 2 days, and now basically it's a 1 full day of performances followed by 2 days of expo and performances. But now we also add in masterclass days that starts even before the main show. So now we're up to, if you count the masterclass days, like 4 or 5 days even.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And what else? I mean, there's the expo, and how about the community in Beijing? Like, are there any venues who are promoting it, or any groups who are pushing it, or like, what are the people doing? Like the 51 weeks where there's no expo. Like, is there a scene or something like that?
Well, as a person who has lived in many parts of the world, I come from Sweden. I lived in Beijing. I lived in California. I think Beijing has one of the most accessible live scenes for independent artists that I have ever seen. And no matter if you're in a rock band or if you're totally a solo artist, I think it's an amazing place. Maybe, you know, as always, the problem is it's difficult to make money, but at least you have a stage. And I think this is incredibly important for at least your personal development. And they support us immensely. Even our next small modular commune, we do them twice per year, by the way.
That's new.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the summer edition is for the local scene. And this one will take place totally in a live house. So they provide this space for us. So yeah, we get a huge support.
And how is it, for example, because you say, okay, the scene is growing. Is it difficult to buy like modules from the US, or are they imported, or are there any stores like Schneider's Laden who are promoting that, or are you involved in that as well?
I think this is a good question for Tammy. Yeah.
Why for me?
Because you know the how to self import, you know, all of that. You know the musicians better.
Most of my instruments are self-imported from US. Now, there's a service, like you can order instruments from like a Perfect Circuit or any online store, Detroit Modular, and shipping them to warehouse. And the warehouse will bring a lot of goods from US to China mainland. And this quite cheap, the shipping fee, so it's quite easy for us.
Still, maybe let's wait. What's coming?
Yeah, and we do have some store, but only online store at the moment.
No way to try the gear. Mm,
so yeah, that's why our events are popular.
Yeah, and there's still, I think, also something not to be underestimated: the language barrier. Mm-hmm. So maybe going onto YouTube, which requires some software to achieve, and then understanding what gear. I mean, even for us and for me, who started you're like relatively recently and from totally outside the world of electronic music, it's also like a mountain to learn, even if you don't have the language barrier. Yeah.
Okay, and how is it like musically in Beijing? Are there any like strong genres, like is there a big ambient or techno, or in which direction is it developing, or maybe everything? I don't know.
Well, Tami is from Beijing.
Yeah, I think it's everything, not just techno or ambience. Like in our events, a lot of musicians bring a very strange instruments played alongside with modular. And we even don't know how to call those traditional Chinese instruments.
Okay,
so
cool.
People try a lot of possibilities with modular. Not just to play modular itself.
I think we are really on the step that other instruments are integrated, like we see the tools, yeah, like the kalimba, for example, from Bastel, and that thing, or Tats, for example, from Cork, Berlin. With his instrument, I think we take all influences that ever have been there, and it will lead to many new instruments. What was your most liked instrument that you saw on the Super Booth yet?
Oh, it definitely will be Ziggy.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some presents for Ziggy for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that could be very nice.
Yeah. I love it. It's not just a baby version of Ezo. They take the...
It's total, something own.
Yeah, they take totally different approach to the Ziggy.
Yeah.
Other than Ezo. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they were really great at, staying true to the brand heritage while also innovating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it walks a perfect... balance here. I told Eric this also. And it seems it's going to be quite a success story.
I think it's much easier to approach the Ziggy than the Ezo. Yeah, I tried the Ezos one or three times, and it's hard to get even a note for me. And with the Ziggy, you're immediately there and you can start.
Yeah.
And the possibility that you can work with a preset and then work on it. Then you're in action on scratch.
And there is a limited modulation possibility inside, actually.
One thing also that I just thought of right now, a development I have seen since I came here last year, which is really great, is a lot of companies we saw starting up last year who came to our show, and this year they are running it full time.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really good development. And, people say, oh, Eurac or Synth, business is like on the decline or whatever, but this is not what we're seeing. We met with Wave Industries, came to our show, and now they're doing it full time. Don at DPW is now doing it full time. And this is really great to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think it's really necessary to find an own approach. Yeah, it's not about imitating something, but finding a new approach to the creation of sound. And I think it's necessary that we have a contrast to AI music, yeah?
Yes.
And especially in this aspect, modular music offers a bunch of choices.
True.
Yeah, we are playing human music instead of AI music.
Definitely. Yeah, thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation. Thanks so much for your work.
Thank you for telling us all the stories and for educating us on the Berlin scene. And see you next year.
Yeah, see you.
Absolutely.
See you. Cool. Thank you.
See you.
Danke.